Hey everyone, welcome to the show, Black Girl and CLE, the podcast. I'm your host, Shayna Black. And today my guest is someone I've been wanting to talk to for a while. It is Miss Rhonda Crowder, the president of the Greater Cleveland Association of Black Journalists. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Thank you, Shayna. Thanks for having me. I think you do a wonderful job with Black Girl and CLE and Black Girl Media, so it's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. So for people that don't know, and I'm going to call it, I know I'm going to say G CLE ABJ at some point because that's just the abbreviation of the Greater Cleveland Association of Black Journalists. For people that don't know, what is the association? Even talk about the national, just tell people what we're talking about today.
So G CLE ABJ is a professional network of professional association of Black journalists. And we come together to provide fellowship, professional development, youth programming, and basically just to try to find ways to preserve, enhance journalism, particularly for African Americans. We are a part of the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ, which is 49 years old in 2024. Greater Cleveland Association of Black Journalists, we reinstituted the chapter about 10 years ago, but there have been earlier versions. I'm not sure exactly how many, but there have been earlier chapters of Cleveland NABJ.
Cool. Now, that I did not know, but you did mention media like related professionals. Tell us more about
Yes.
like who that might be.
So media related professionals could be camera people, producers within broadcast. It can be communication specialists, public information officers, marketing related and PR professionals. Those fall under media related professions as well.
Okay. We've got something major coming in a couple years that is pretty much a lot of the focus of the work right now, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you tell everybody what's coming to Cleveland soon?
So Cleveland will be the host of the 2025 NABJ Career Fair and Convention. Very big convention. We worked really hard to secure the host position for 2025. We actually secured it before the pandemic. So we've been working on this for a while. Usually brings out about 4,000 Black journalists from across the country. And so it's going to be really big for the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, and it also brings out a lot of celebrities every time I've been to a convention, right?
Yes, it
Yeah.
does.
Yes.
So
So
you never know.
let's.
And it will be the 50th. So in 2025, NABJ will be celebrating its 50th anniversary in Cleveland. So I think there's going to be a lot of surprises.
Very cool. So when we think about 2025 and being on a national stage here in Cleveland yet again, what are some things that we're still trying to do that maybe people can help us with, or some things that we've got to do to prepare to welcome all these guests?
So our top priority right now is a kickoff party in 2024 in Chicago. As you know, you attend convention pretty regularly. So we just had a meeting with Destination Cleveland last week just to start thinking about what that activation will look like. When it comes to being in Cleveland in 2025, pretty much from my understanding, the national organization, they're going to come in and they're going to put on the convention. They're going to host the convention. There is a lot of input and some assistance and support that comes from the local chapters. So right now, and I'm not sure exactly what the different breakdowns are, but there are different committees that are going to be forming. And people who are not necessarily journalists or media related professionals, people from the community who want to get involved will be able to serve on those different committees. Still learning a lot about convention planning.
You're going to be an old pro at this by 2025. So just know that. But thinking about committees, back to our local chapter, we're divided up into committees as well, right? Can you talk about some of the different committees we have? Because there may be some people that are media related or they're not active in the chapter yet. You could tell us a little bit about the work and maybe how they can onboard and intersect with us as well.
So I think in any organization, committee work is where you really get the most out of being a member of whatever that association is. Our organization has several committees. Of course, we have our executive board, which is made up of elected members. So you have to be, of course, you have to be elected to the executive board, and our members elect executive board positions. But we also have a governance committee. We have a, and we just restructured our committees. So we have a governance committee, we have an editorial committee. We now have a programming committee, someone who's going to be focused on how we provide service to our members, as well as more public-facing services and programming. We have a marketing, communications, branding, PR slash digital committee. So we kind of combined all of those committees to be able to work together to really help us start. I think that's probably going to be the best committee because they're going to help us show up more in the marketplace and how we show up, creating events, getting the word out about different things, creating content. When you think about journalists, in my mind, journalists are the original content creators. We've been creating content before the word content became the buzz. So I think that once we really find our stride with that we're going to produce some really great content.
I agree.
So we have marketing, digital, all those things that come along with that. We have programming, we have governance committee. We have editorial committee. The editorial committee is that committee that develops statements on behalf of the organization in response to things that are happening. So let's say George Floyd, and that's just easily coming to my mind. If the organization wants to put out a public statement about something like that, our editorial committee will work on that. So those are just some of the, I think those are all of the
A
committees
membership.
that
Did you say
are.
membership?
Membership. I knew I was forgetting somebody. So thank you so much. Our most important committee and our hardest working committee too, because they just brought in a new member last night, like literally
Good.
last night. I was copied on the email. So our membership committee works on thinking about services to the membership as well as recruitment.
So if there's people out here that should be in the chapter that are not in the chapter, how do they start? So let's help membership out. What should the people do?
Well, you can go to our website, gcleabj.org.
Okay, we'll put that in a
Go to
note
our
too.
website. Yeah, it's gcleabj. We're gcleabj. And I know that's like a mouthful, but that distinguishes us from Cincinnati and Chicago. So they go to our website. There is a link to learn about membership, and there's a form that they can complete. And on that will go to the membership committee. Membership committee will review it and get in contact with them. Our dues are like, what, $50
Something like that,
for,
yeah.
well, it's not that expensive at all, I don't think. I mean, that could be a lot for some, but I'm in
No.
other organizations that cost way more.
Same. Even the
So,
national is way more.
yes. Pay your dues. And then we meet every month, every first Saturday of the month. We have started having some in-person meetings this year since COVID. January, we were going to go back to a virtual meeting just because few people want to come out on an early Saturday morning in January, but we'll be having a lot of in-person meetings in 2025.
Very cool. I think I saw the cool sweatshirts because I want a hoodie. Isn't there a fundraising drive going on?
People can buy a hoodie
Okay. And
if
we can
they
always.
want a hoodie that says Greater Cleveland Association of Black Journalists. That's the hoodie that we have right now, but there's going to be different hoodies that is not so branded. We'll have the brand on it, but we'll probably have more universal messaging. And those hoodies, the hoodie is a fundraiser. I think
Okay.
we receive about $9 or $10 for every hoodie sold.
Nice.
So people can definitely support that way. We will have more fundraising activities or programming coming up in 2024 and in 2025 leading up to the convention.
So I don't want to hold you much longer. I'm so appreciative of your time. I think my final question would be for people listening that maybe aren't in the journalistic field, how can they help, support, or get involved or spread the word about GCLEA ABJ?
They can definitely spread the word. So if there is someone that they know puts in, and I really want to stress this about young journalists coming into journalists or media related professionals that's coming into the industry, this can be a hard, sometimes lonely feeling depending on where you're at type of profession. So for particularly young people that they know that want to be a journalist or go into PR or any media related field, tell them about the organization and encourage them to join. They can also, if they want to support the organization financially, they can donate. They can go to our website. Again, it is GCLEABJ.org. And they can make a donation to the organization just to help support the work that we do. We don't have a whole lot of volunteer opportunities, but when the time comes up, especially around 2025, we're going to need volunteers. We're going to need volunteers to help serve as a welcoming committee and different, parties and different things like that that's going to be happening. So it will be opportunity to volunteer at that time.
Thank you. And also, when we have our outings, like our social events, people can join us too, right?
Yes, they can definitely. So we're on a little hiatus over January and February because we know it gets cold. But I would say be on the lookout. Maybe even people can sign up for our newsletter so that they can get updates about what we're doing. We're having a monthly mixer. We've had some great monthly mixers at local Black-owned establishments. They've been really cool. And a lot of non-members have been coming out. So that's ways they can stay connected and in contact with us. And then I'm telling you, we're going to get to some really fun stuff in 2024 and 2025 leading up to convention.
All right, so get in and get involved early and get on the list so that you know what's going on, is what I'm hearing from you, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And if you're a journalist out there, definitely check out the organization and see how you can get involved. Any final thoughts before I let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me on to talk about the organization. Thank you for being an active, involved member, and thank you for the work that you're doing
Oh,
in the
thank you.
media and journalism space,
Thank you. And
especially for Black women.
oh, thank you. Thank you. You're always welcome to come back. So as we get closer to 2025, as things pop up, hopefully you'll come back and tell us what's all going on with
Okay, wait a minute.
GCLEA
I do
ABJ.
get one last thought, but I want to turn it back to you. Can you share how GCLEABJ and NABJ have been beneficial to you? Because a lot of times people ask, well, what's the benefit? Can you share
Yeah,
how
I
it's
mean,
beneficial to you?
I'll say it's changed my entire course. Like, you know how you say certain things change your life? Like, I would probably say it's one of the organizations that has, we probably wouldn't be here still if it wasn't for the local and national chapter of GCLEA ABJ and NABJ. Always in that media related professionals field, someone invited me and I'm like, oh, I'm not like a true journalist. Cause like at the time, like the city or whomever was just like, oh, you're not this, you're not that. You didn't go to J school. You didn't do like, so I didn't think I belonged. And you guys just welcomed me like, hey, you know, like we're so welcoming. And then I was spurred to go to my first convention. And it was the one in Detroit. And that was just a game changer. I still talk about it today, about that first convention. And it really showed me that I was in the right industry and that I was home. And all my work, even here locally, and then, you know, the work that I do with other organizations that aren't local, it always comes back to NABJ, intersecting with NABJ. And right now, you know, even one of my current projects is getting younger people, especially Black and Brown people, into the industry, because you can make a great life here in this industry. And I'm just thankful for the chapter and the organization as a whole.
Thank
I
you.
know you
Thank
weren't
you
ready
for
for that answer. You weren't ready for that, but yeah, that's the truth.
that. Great, great, great.
So
So no,
thank
I think that's a great way to, I think that's a great note to end on.
Yeah, so I'm a, like I said, I'm a big fan of the organization. Definitely, if you're interested in it, if you are not, I'll just put another plug in. If you're not African American, there's one for Hispanic journalists and LGBT journalists. So definitely look into it. Just stay in the industry, because I think all of our voices need to be in the industry. So thank you for your time, Rhonda. Everyone, I hope you definitely get involved, sign up for their newsletter, check out the website, and we'll wrap it with that. So today's guest was Rhonda Crowder, Madam President of the Greater
Thank you.
Cleveland Association of Black Journalists, GCLEABJ. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.